Good morning. One raccoon tested positive in Tuscarawas County and more in Stark County, causing an oral baiting response from the USDA. The oral rabies vaccination blister packets will be dropped first in Stark County, August 19th through August 24th. The rabies vaccine baiting is designed to immunize raccoons to prevent spreading the viral disease that affect mammals, including humans. Contact the Tuscarawas County Health Department with any concerns or questions. Paul Grove Jr. of Baltic pled guilty to counts including aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and speed limit violation that are connected to a motorcycle accident that killed Janine Indermill of New Philadelphia. The prosecuting attorney recommended a combined prison term of 14 years. Grove will receive his sentence September 26th. For more headlines, visit us on Facebook or by going to WTUZ.com.
That is Michelle Spring, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, why are you walking around here with a limp this morning? What did Chadley do to you? Chadley.
No, so I've been slowly getting back into running a little bit here and there. And
what are you, I mean, running from what? What are you running from?
Just to like get back into
shape. Oh, to get into shape. Oh,
yeah,
got it.
Running from the life.
I mean, it could have been the law.
the law.
From Chadley, maybe.
My husband.
Dogs, animals, anything.
Right. No, I've been running at the track and I bought these new tennis shoes. And I don't want to take them back because I already wore them outside.
You've already ran in them, walked in them. Your little tiny feet have sweated in them, so.
Right. Isn't that crazy that you can't, like, test them out? Like, I feel like you need a good 30-day trial period before you can return them. I mean, shoes are expensive. Those tennis shoes were, like, $120 bucks.
Oh, what'd you buy? A pair of LeBrons or something?
No, they're just Brooks tennis shoes. I mean, that's just like a normal brand, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of that brand before in my life.
You haven't?
Brooks?
Brooks. It's a running shoe. I don't know, man. The guy at Dick's told me all about them. He's like, they're great for running.
What about some Nikes or
some Adidas
running shoes? Or
I used to have Nike shoes, but I feel like the Nike ones, I go through them so quickly. I don't think they're that
durable.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
I don't know. So I wanted to try something new. And they're comfy-ish. I mean, I wore them all weekend and my feet were really tired. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, you were walking around here with a noticeable limp.
Right. Well, I told Chad last night when I was getting into bed, I'm like, I think both my knees are going to give out. And he's like, you were literally 85.
Chadley, can you grab my Bengay by the nightstand?
He was making fun of me all night. I was like, dude, I'm not kidding. My knees are about ready to have
I have it. Some ibuprofen or some Bayer back and body if you would like
I know,
some.
But then I really will feel like I'm 85 if I'm popping medicine every morning. Oh, I can't make it through the day.
Oh, dinner by 4 o'clock. You're in bed by 5:30. You're up in the 4 o'clock hour.
If anyone listening is a runner, give me tips or give me like recommendations on good running shoes. I cannot find a good running shoe. Hurts my toes.
Do it barefoot.
In the grass.
You're at the field or you're at the track, right?
Right.
Right by the football field?
Yeah, just the Philly track.
So hop right on the field turf and
do some
100-yard dashes.
And I feel like such an old person when these little kids are like running by me.
Yes.
I'm like, that used to be me. I promise you that used to be me.
That was me pre-children and pre-marriage.
I know. You know how mentally you think you can still do it? You're like, I can do this. I can run 5 miles. Mm-hmm. No big deal. Then you get out there and you're like 1 mile in. I'm like, I'm going to need a nap.
No, listen, I went to a Rubber Ducks game on Sunday. Okay?
Yeah.
With my dad and my brother and the kids. Becca stayed at home. She's working on her master's. It's taken over our lives. So I said, I got to get out of the house. We're going down to King James Way.
Right there,
Canal Park, downtown Akron. We'll go to a Rubber Ducks game. So we parked in the parking deck up on the hill. And I wasn't thinking on the way back up the hill, I'm going to have to pull that wagon. So the next day, I was like, dang, my legs and my arms are sore. Oh, yeah, I had to pull that wagon all the way up a hill with 2 20-plus pound toddlers in there, and I was.
I mean, that's a lot of extra luggage.
Yeah. It is. That's some extra baggage. I could do without one of those 20-pound children. Just one would have been fine. God, just one would have been fine as I look
as
up, at,
look
the heavens.
Up at the heavens. Just one.
One would have been just fine.
Why are you doing this to me?
We would have loved that child just as much as anything else. But now there's more love to go around. But anyway, no, before you do any strenuous activity, when you get above the age of... Above the age of like 29, right? There's this cutoff.
Yeah.
28 or 29, you need to start stretching before you do anything.
You don't realize it until after you do something.
Yes.
And then the next day you're like, dang.
I mean, I even have to stretch before lovemaking and stretch my quads, do stretch my hammies out, do some toe touches, get all that stuff out of the way, do a few arm stretches here and there, biceps, triceps, everything else. Loosen the back up.
Jeez.
TMI?
A little bit.
Hey, we'll continue our morning quickies. Sad news, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, apparently in gravely ill condition at a hospital in Detroit. Yeah. You know, she was the first woman, I did not know this, first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1987.
Deservingly so.
She's 76 years old now. She wanted to go out on tour earlier this year. Doctors told her, no, you probably shouldn't do that. She's been battling some undisclosed health issues in recent years. So she's pretty much given up. Not given up, but she's not going to tour anymore, especially per the doctor's orders. But now, apparently in a hospital and not doing well.
I didn't know she had cancer, did you?
Wait, is that what they said?
Yeah, I read yesterday, I think it was, let me find it. But I read that she has cancer, but I didn't know that. I think it was like a Detroit, and isn't that where she's from, Detroit?
I don't know if she's from there. I believe she was like born in Memphis. But yeah, she now lives and resides in Detroit, home of Motown.
Yeah, I don't remember where I saw that. Let me look, and then I'll chime in when I find it.
Yeah, no probs. But, I mean, shouts and prayers and respect, right? R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Definite.
See what I did there? Aretha Franklin. That's, anyway, only the easiest pun to make.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I don't know why this comes to a shock to anybody, but the Associated Press recently did a report in the Computer and Science and Geek Nerds there at Princeton. Pretty much confirmed all of this, but the folks at Google, if you have an Android or iPhone, Google pretty much storing your location and tracking your every single move, even if you turn off those tracking services within the Google Maps app or any Google service you may use. That, of course, all put out by the AP. Like I said, confirmed by Princeton, too. Now, the tracking results in, if you want to go back and look at it, a minute-by-minute timeline of your travels tells you exactly where you've been. Now listen, if you go into location services in your phone, you can see all the apps that you use that require your location, or I mean you can turn that off if you want to, but anytime you use anything, a new app, if you download something, it says so and so would like to use your location, are you okay with this? So and so would like to access your microphone and your bank account and your photos and your this and your that, would you like? You end up pretty much just clicking OK to all of this, but I don't know why this comes as a shock to anybody. We all know we're being tracked out there. You have
right.
One of these phones, you have a Google Home or an Alexa inside of your home. You know what's going on. Smart TV, all that stuff.
Do you have an Alexa?
Or I don't.
So we got one as a gift for Christmas.
Do you use it?
Every now and then, honestly, it just sits there. But Chad was so nervous. He's like, this is just another way the government's trying to spy on
Chadley,
me.
I am with you, my friend.
And he just,
I'm with you.
I mean, we'll use it to play music throughout the house, like if we're, you know, having a party or something. And that's probably the only time we've ever used it. Other than that, he gets weirded out by it. And he also... I am putting him on blast this morning, but we have an iMac that has like a camera built into it.
Yes.
And he puts tape over, like a piece of paper and tape over it. He's like, you don't know who's watching us.
Exactly.
Like, you are literally a creep.
That's right.
He's paranoid all the time. It cracks me up.
If things are getting ready to go down, babe, go close the laptop. Close the laptop. Close the blinds.
Oh my God.
Turn off the smart TV.
People go up to use our computer like, what's this little piece of paper on? I'm like, my husband's weird.
Thinks people are spying on him.
Right. What a goof.
Which, listen, he may not be.
Far off.
That far off.
Right.
Some people say it's a privacy risk, Google tracking your every single move. But they others say it can be used by law enforcement, maybe to track the location of suspects. Oh, you say you were here at this time. Your Google Map says you were not. You were actually here at this time. Or also it could be used by, you know, jealous or suspicious wives or girlfriends, that kind of thing.
Right.
So if you are indeed cray-cray. It's what the kids...
Hashtag cray cray.
It's what the kids may call.
Listen, call I said cray cray and I said totes when we were out in Canton for the Hall of Fame stuff.
Guaranteed.
Joe...
13 people just tuned out when you just said those two words. But go ahead, finish your story.
Joe and Adam, they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, it's 2018. Get with the program. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't realize there was such an age difference between us until that moment.
By the way, you want to hear something funny? As you may have noticed, as I walk into work, when you started, I had a work bag, right?
Yeah.
That I carried with me. That work bag was just a black, just you throw over the shoulder type deal, right?
Right.
I was like, listen, I need to retire this thing. My dad got it for me years ago, 10 plus years ago when I started broadcasting school.
Okay.
So that thing, it's seen
its
a
day.
Few different radio stations. It's lived a full good life. It's past its prime. So I recently acquired a book bag. I was like, you know, this is going to be much easier. Just throwing the book bag on my back. Boom.
Yeah.
We're gone. Out the door. You brought up Joe Geckler. Guess who I saw walk in here with a book bag yesterday? I was like, dude, cramping my style. Totally. Or I'm sorry, totes.
Totes.
Cramping my style. Dude, what's totes? What do you mean?
I forget what other thing I said, and they needed a translation. So now, whenever I see them, I'm always going to use those terminologies whenever we're talking.
They need a lot more than just translations every
now
and again.
They're not that much older than us, but I feel like they like to make...
No, they are.
They are?
They are. They're that far ahead of us. You're talking about Adam Sawesky, right?
Right.
Adam Alphabet.
He's like... 39, right?
39, yeah.
We're like, what, 6 years apart?
You are, yes.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, I'm not far behind. I have a birthday coming up in October.
And we will be exactly the same age.
You're right. You're right. But anyway, hey, well, there you go. Morning quickies this morning. If you missed any of that, you can go back and check it out in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. Later, I have chances for you to win. Listen, go out back, Michelle. Rub some dirt on your knee. You'll be okay. You're a tough gal.
I got it. I can do it.
Tough it out. Do you need a Jarvis Landry type Hard Knocks speech? Right? Do you need one of those? I can give you one of those.
Oh, that's great. That
minus,
was good.
Minus the expletives and everything, of course. By the way, Hard Knocks on again tonight. I'm trying not to get hooked by the Cleveland Browns. Trying not to.
You will.
But Hard Knocks is it's great television,
right,
for one.
Plus, it's the Browns.
I called last week on Tuesday and got HBO at the last second to, to start watching Hard Knocks.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yes.
That did that.
Now, when I called, the gentleman I was talking to, he after I placed the order and told him what I wanted, this, that, and the other, he simply asked me one question. He goes, you trying to watch Hard Knocks? And I go, yes, sir, I'm trying to watch Hard Knocks. You a Browns fan? He goes, yes, I am. And then we both just started crying together over the phone. No, we then had like a 5-minute conversation, me and the stranger, about the Browns. He said he was based in down there in Columbus. And last week he said they were receiving calls all day Tuesday.
That doesn't surprise me.
Folks last minute wanting to get their subscription to HBO. Now I'm canceling it as soon as Hard Knocks is over. Don't need that $16.99 added on to my bill.
$16.99.
I know, and they don't even, HBO doesn't even show the good stuff at night. You know what I mean?
I told you, you need to get a
Cinemax,
smart
I know.
TV.
I know. Oh, a smart. Sorry, gotcha.
We need to get you better cable service because I feel like you're overpaying.
I have a smart TV.
Do you have
currently?
So can you get like the apps on there?
There are
like TV apps.
I can access Netflix, Hulu, YouTube. I can. Is there like a browser on your smart TV where I can go?
There should be
like an internet browser.
There's like an app store.
Okay.
And you can get. We have the HBO app, HBO Go. But I'm telling you, we literally only pay like $30 a month.
You fancy, huh?
No, it's not fancy. It's just I'm terrible at explaining it. I'd have to have Chad come in and explain it.
Yeah, we'll have a sit down. I'll get a talk from the person who tapes all the cameras over the laptops. And does he even own a smartphone? Does he flip phone?
Oh my gosh, no. Yeah, I actually got him hooked on the Apple iPhone before. I don't remember what he had before. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago.
Just so he knows, there's no getting away from all of that.
Right.
You'll still be found out there, Chadley. No matter what.
They are watching.
That's right. Hey, this is a weird story. A couple of weeks ago, for the first time, I visited the William McKinley Presidential Library and Museum. Walked the kids up the steps and everything, kind of wore them out a little bit. But apparently they've launched a little online fundraiser. There's a life insurance policy application, which is out there. I don't know who has it now, which was filed by the former president of the United States more than 5 years before his assassination.
Oh.
Now, the reports are that the museum up there in Canton, just north of us, has a GoFundMe page, which I tried to find. I can't find it. Maybe you can locate it. But they're seeking over $4,700 to purchase this document for its permanent collection of all the William McKinley artifacts and memorabilia that they already have in their possession. Apparently, this handwritten application from William McKinley is for a $50,000 life insurance policy. It's dated July 30th. 1896. Shouldn't they have to buy it? I mean, that's the resting place of not only William McKinley, one of the POTUSes, if you will. I don't know, what was he? He was in the 20s, wasn't he? I have it right here.
I found the GoFundMe.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What are they up to now? The story now says they're up to $1,800.
$2,067.
So they need a good more, like
almost $2,000.
Almost $2,000 more to mm-hmm. get to what they want. Shouldn't they just be given this documentation? Why do they have to buy it? I don't understand all that.
No, that is kind of crazy. Interesting.
But they have a day, today and tomorrow, basically 24 hours to get this money. If not, they'll have to find another way to seek those funds to get that handwritten life insurance policy. It contains information about the ages and deaths of McKinley's grandparents, as well as his claim that he never consumed alcohol or took tobacco or any other drugs in excess. Keyword there, in excess. maybe he dabbled every now and again.
Probably.
Who knows what went on back in the 1800s. But anyway, one of eight presidents from the Buckeye State.
The great state.
Can you name any more? Michelle Spring?
From Ohio?
Let's put you on the spot. Presidents from the state of Ohio.
It's too early.
I want to see your fingers. Keep your fingers off the keyboard. Fingers off the. Well, I gave you.
Oh my god!
I gave you one.
Oh my goodness! I am like not. Okay, wait. So there's McKinley.
Yes, there's one.
Is Taft from Ohio?
You are correct. William H. Taft was the 27th president of the United States. Good job, Michelle. You have 2 of 8.
Hold on a second. A
couple of them you probably won't get. Because they're tough.
Think?
No, because they're sort of I don't know. Names you wouldn't think that were presidents.
Hold on. I'm going to get this. Okay.
Well, we don't have all day, but I was going to give you a little bit of time.
Is, why am I thinking, was James Polk from Ohio?
No. No.
Darn it.
Sorry.
Someone just texted me.
Yeah, you're right. Is Chadley giving you the answers? Chadley!
I don't know.
Okay, here you go.
Don't tell me.
No, because you're cheating right
now.
I
know, I'm looking.
Oh, no, all right, you're done. All right, William Henry Harrison.
Oh, darn it.
He was the 9th. Like you knew that one. Ulysses S. Grant, and he had Rutherford B. Hayes.
I forgot about him.
And those two succeeded one another. Actually, you had Grant Hayes and James A. Garfield, 18th, 19th, and 20th presidents. there.
Oh, yeah, Warren Harding. He's, like, huge in Youngstown.
Yeah, come on, Michelle.
Duh.
I think he's from Niles, isn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah, Harding was the last, the 29th. Taft, McKinley, Benjamin Harrison was in there as well.
I forgot about him.
23rd president.
Jeez Louise.
Of the United States.
I failed.
You did. Your history teacher would not be impressed.
No, when we were growing up, we used to have placemats in front of us that had all the presidents, and my sister knew all of them. At one point, I did, too, when we were kids.
Sure you did.
But, you know, as time progresses, I mean, I'm in my 30s now.
Well,
forget
well,
a few things
well stated.
Here and there.
Your mind, nor your body.
Dwindles.
What they once were.
Right.
All right, Michelle. We'll chat again later, all right?
Yes.
Remember, rub some dirt on it. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
I'll give you an inspirational speech. Michelle, is there going to be a new fad now, the rabies pod challenge? Is this going to be like the Tide Pod challenge?
I hope not.
Is this the new thing now?
I hope not.
If you find a rabies pod,
that's crazy.
Do not eat it.
No.
Put gloves on. I'm sure
wash your hands.
I'm sure it's not as safe as a Tide Pod, but nonetheless, throw it away or throw it in some...
How did that even start?
In a nearby wooded area. Therefore,
right.
a rabid animal can then scoop it up and then nibble on it.
Yes.
How did the Tide Pod challenge begin?
Yes, that is just so bizarre.
I don't know. Probably some stoners were sitting around and they said, man, this looks like a fruit snack or something, man.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know how it got started, but that's probably how.
Kids these days.
Somewhere thereabouts. No, you youngins. You youths out there.
So naive.
Hey, Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg was in Columbus yesterday. Not only was the television crew there from A&E shooting his new reality show, which is called Wahlburgers, which is basically they just follow him and his brothers around and everything, but Mark Wahlberg now has a car dealership there in Columbus. Mark Wahlberg and a Michigan car dealer, Jay Feldman, they bought what was formerly known as Bobby Lehman Chevrolet on 3900 West Broad Street there in Columbus last month. It's now known as Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. And he showed up there yesterday. His first appearance there at his new car dealership.
Wow.
It's his first venture into the car business as well. He talked about yesterday. Now, once everybody caught wind... Of course, Michelle, you know how you media folk and you news folk are. A bunch of news cameras and reporters showed up once they found out Mark Wahlberg was there nearby in Columbus. But he explained how when he was a youngster, he used to change folks' oil at a Boston area service station. That was his first sort of run-in with working with and experiencing cars and automobiles. He's always kind of had a love for it.
Interesting.
He has a restaurant, too, called Wahlburgers. I assume, what do they serve there? Fish filet?
Burgers.
No, burgers. Okay, gotcha. He said he wants to bring his family restaurant chain to Central Ohio as well. Somebody, this is, I believe, from NBC4 in Columbus. Somebody asked him about, you know, what he wants to do in the Midwest and in Ohio in particular. And Marky Mark was there talking about
it. I want to be as close to and involved in the Midwest as much as I possibly can. So, yes, I mean, this is hopefully the first of, I don't know about many, but certainly the first one of a few. But, no, I remember first time spending a summer and fall in the Midwest and absolutely falling in love. So to be able to be here, be a part of the community, create jobs, and also, you know, have a business, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Too bad LeBron doesn't feel the same there, Marky Mark. He felt the need to bolt. Apparently, he's even looking for real estate around the Columbus area.
Interesting.
Is the gentleman going to now be an Ohioan? I guess we'll have to wait and see, or at least have an address here. Sure,
have you been to Wahlburgers yet?
No. I haven't.
Oh.
Why have you? Is there a location? I'm sure there's some
there's
in Boston.
There's one in Cleveland.
Is there really?
Yeah. I covered the opening whenever he came into town, and I've covered quite a bit of press conferences in my time, and I have never seen so many middle-aged women.
Oh, going nuts, I'm sure.
Going crazy.
Yeah, listen, I am very secure in my sexuality and everything else, but Marky Mark is a handsome fellow.
He is.
Will say that.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely is.
I mean,
he's a lot shorter in person than you would think.
Is he a short guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's kind of done it all, though.
He has.
Right? He was a singer / performer, now actor.
Model.
You're right. Model. You pointed that out very, very quickly right there. I forgot about that.
I think
that.
Wasn't he an underwear model?
Yeah. Calvin Klein, I wanted to say,
something
right?
Something like that. Yeah.
So that may not be the last time we see Marky Mark Wahlberg there in Columbus.
There's a Wahlburgers. The one in Cleveland is near the Q. Can't miss it.
Get your Wahlburgers. I didn't even know there was one up there.
Yeah,
Michelle,
it's
by the
casino.
That's why you are here.
You're welcome.
By the way, texter on the text line said, Michelle, a rabies pod will most definitely get rid of your knee problems. So there you go. If you happen
did
to see,
they seriously?
If you happen to see one, Michelle, go right for it. It'll,
all right.
It's better than ibuprofen or Bengay or Icy Hot or whatever.
I'm still
else.
Trying to convince my husband to rub my knees. It'll feel better if somebody rubs it, right?
Charlie will take care of you.
No, he
He'll
won't.
Take care of you.
He hates whenever I complain about my ailments.
Your aches and your pains?
Yes. He's like, get over it.
Sure, it's a long list. If you wouldn't complain so much, maybe then he would acquiesce to you every now and again.
Whatever.
But he will not, since you complain so much, I guess.
I don't.
Hey, Z News is coming up right around the corner.
Yes.
With Babbling Brook. She's always here to inform us the latest country music news and headlines and everything else.
End of the song, taking you home, getting it on.
It's Greg Campbell, See You Try, 99.9 WTUZ, Babbling Brook. In the house.
Hi.
Why, hello, Brooke.
Hello.
Listen, what do you got, a romper, a onesie on today? What exactly is
it's
that?
It's a two-piece. It's shorts and
a shirt. All right.
Yeah. You know what? I did try to wear it as a dress one time. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't pull
way
it
way too short.
Well, you're just way too tall. That's
the problem. Yeah.
Right,
most other people could probably pull this off as a dress, but
you're right.
Not me.
Like, if Michelle were to wear that, it'd be like hanging down to her ankles.
Yeah.
It's so short. You know what I mean? It's all about perspective and height and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all right.
But hello.
A shirt. Hi.
How are you? You have Z News for us.
I do.
It's keeping us updated with the latest country music news and headlines and
that's
everything
right.
else.
I try.
Go for it.
All right. In this day in history, in 1948, the Summer Olympics in London ended. They were the first Olympic Games held since 1936.
Because of the little World War II is in between there.
That may be why
all the other countries
the
were preoccupied.
Up. Yeah, right. 1985, Michael Jackson outbid Paul McCartney for the ATV Music Publishing Catalog, which included many Beatles songs. He paid $47.5 million.
Yeah, back
for
in
that.
The 80s. And which, like you said, which is interesting, he outbid a Beatle himself.
I know, right? I would feel bad about that.
I don't know.
You know? I don't know. 1989, Bon Jovi's New Jersey was the first American album to be released legally in what was then the Soviet Union.
Hmm.
And then in 2003, I don't remember this, a huge blackout
yes,
hit
you,
the Northeast.
You have to
I don't
remember this.
No,
I remember,
I don't remember that.
I remember this whole day. Everybody thought it was a terrorist attack. Go on, go ahead, continue.
Okay, well, anyways, it hit the northeastern United States and part of Canada, and 50 million people lost power.
The great blackout of 2003.
Where was I?
I don't know, Brooke.
I was still in college, I think. That's when I graduated from college.
Oh, we know. We know why you don't remember. And you were in college.
Yeah, right.
You were already blacked out.
It was like Little Miss Goody Two Shoes.
You slept through it.
Back in the day.
By the way, it's any time you can use the bong hotkey
yeah,
two times in a show, you got to use it again.
Yeah. Holidays for today. It's National Creamsicle Day. National Finance Awareness Day. Social Security Day. And National Wiffle Ball Day.
Very nice. Those wiffle balls, fun and games till they hit you somewhere or put an eye out.
Right. they can hurt.
They can fly. They have holes in them.
Yeah. Right. On TV tonight, America's Got Talent is on at 8. The live quarterfinals is on there. Bachelor in Paradise is on at 8 as well. Hard Knocks, Training Camp with the Cleveland Browns, episode 2.
I'm getting hooked here.
Is on at 10. And then, you were just talking about Mark Wahlberg. He's going to be on Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, and I just saw him on Good Morning America. So dude was literally in Columbus.
He's all over
yesterday.
The place.
Now he's in New York City doing a bunch of press.
Yeah. And then I know we mentioned this last week. Florida Georgia Line will be performing Simple on the Late Late Show with James Corden.
They were just in Youngstown on a Saturday night performing.
That's right. In country news, Lanco, they've been traveling the country this summer as part of Dierks Bentley's Mountain High Tour, but once that ends, they're going on their own. They're going to have their own headlining tour.
Yeah, I heard about this. Stop in Cleveland, I do believe, right?
They will. It's going to be called the Hallelujah Nights Tour. They have 14 dates that they're going to be
out. Oh, so a short little trek.
Yeah, it's short. It's just going to be in Tennessee, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Well, the closer ones are going to be there, but they're going to be in Cincinnati November 17th, and then Cleveland November 18th. So I'm glad that they added Ohio to that list.
Mad love, Lanco.
Yeah. And then Martina McBride, she's a busy woman. She's putting out a new holiday CD.
Are we there? Are we at this point in time?
This is her second one.
Are we here already?
We are, apparently. But it's been 20 years since her first holiday CD. Mm. Yeah. So this one's going to be a little bit different, though. It's not going to be your traditional Christmas songs.
Some original Christmas songs on there?
She said it's going to be big band swing, kind of a vintagey throwback sound.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sure it's going to be awesome. That's going to be out on October 19th. And she's also putting out another cookbook. I didn't know she had one out there in the first place.
Martina's been on a little hiatus for a little while. Like you were last week, Brooke. Any more vacation lined up for you?
No, I don't have anymore.
You're locked in.
I'm sad.
You're locked in. I'm sure
Pebbles. Making plans for next year now.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Take it day by day.
Okay.
That's Babbling Brooke, who will be back again tomorrow on a hump day. More after this on 99.9.